A lot is in flux right now, and I wanted to initially talk about the lawsuit the state's involved with the city of Longmont. As you know, the state's suing the city for local oil and gas regulations that they're trying to implement, and a lot of people have talked about this being a historic case. What do you see is at stake here?
I hope that what's at stake is an opportunity for some clarity about the jurisdictional boundaries, if you will, between the state and the local governments with respect to oil and gas regulations. The Supreme Court last weighed in on these issues in 1992. A lot has changed in the interim, obviously. There is a lot of uncertainty in the realm of preemption, in the realm of state regulatory authority versus local regulatory authority. And one way to clear up some of that uncertainty, we hope that this lawsuit serves that purpose.
So you're hoping that this will help settle that question so there's not further litigation?
I hope we can avoid further litigation almost no matter what, simply because, speaking as a longtime lawyer, litigation is horribly inefficient.
And I know you're just coming into this new position, but you've been involved with the industry and attorney. What do you see as some of the big challenges you'll be confronting?
The new technologies that have allowed the possibility to develop shale gas and shale oil economically bring a new set of challenges. And those challenges, I think, will be at the forefront for the commission in the near term. What we're seeing in Longmont and the other communities, as oil and gas development moves closer to populated areas, moves into areas that haven't seen it historically, it raises questions and concerns.
You're leading the agency in a time of transition. The state has new chemical disclosure rules for companies engaged in hydraulic fracturing, and then also has hired two new government liaisons to help local governments deal with the issues surrounding fracking. Do you think we'll see more changes along those lines as things progress?
What I hope that the new local government liaisons can, if not accomplish, certainly move forward. I think that the local government designee program that is in place is a huge opportunity to help us work through these issues.
When it comes to fracking, it sounds like that is going to be a top priority, just working through those issues, the concern.
Fracking has become a buzzword, a dirty word to many people, particularly I think when the public or citizens talk about fracking, they aren't talking about the same thing that I think of when you say to me fracking. When you say to me fracking, I think of a very specific part of completing a well. There's drilling, and then there's treatment, and there's completing, and so forth. And to me, fracking is that single act of stimulating the well after it's been drilled. I think a lot of people say fracking, they mean the whole thing. They mean, you know, having a well somewhere nearby. What I think the emphasis or the focus is going to be is having oil and gas operations in close proximity, closer proximity to populated areas. I think that the state should develop its oil and gas resources, including its shale gas resources and shale oil resources. And you cannot do that without fracking. That's what makes this possible and economically viable. Fracking is going to happen in this state as far as I am concerned. It has to happen in a way that is responsible and protects the environment. And so many people now think that, by people I mean, you know, again, sort of citizens, think that that's impossible, that that can't happen. I don't think that. I think very strongly that it can be done.
That was Matt Laporte, the new director of the Colorado Oil and Gas Conservation Commission. I'm Benta Berkland in Denver.